This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. The latest design for a proposed new Eugene City Hall was unveiled Monday at a city council work session by Raoul Brokaw Architects of Eugene and the Miller Hall Partnership of Seattle. The building, between 7th and 8th Avenues and Pearl and High Streets, would be constructed on the site of the existing City Hall, closed nearly 2 years ago. John Raoul, a principal architect in the Eugene firm, and project manager Karin Knutson join us to discuss Eugene's new municipal center. Welcome, John. Karin.
Hello.
Hello.
The city council hasn't been unanimous about abandoning rather than restoring the existing city hall. Has the council committed firmly to a new building?
We believe they have. At the last meeting on Monday, there was general agreement, not unanimous, but support for the direction that we're going, which is a new building.
There are a variety of perspectives on the council around City Hall, but I do think that they all share a desire for the community to be better engaged and more engaged with the goings-on of City Hall and our local government.
And John, would you describe the proposed City Hall building and its design features?
We're inspired by some of the ideas of the existing building, the idea of a chamber in the garden, quite a poetic vision, and we're carrying that forward. So the idea is to site the building so that it's accessible at the street level. You can find the entrance. It's visible. The building is transparent. You can see the government. You can see a council meeting as you approach the building. And as you come into the building, it's welcoming. The acoustics are good. Your first experience is about people and art and the history of the city. There's a city manager's office on the upper levels. But the idea of the ground level is it's entirely public and welcoming. There are meeting spaces and, of course, the council chamber. And we're carrying forward the idea of meeting in the round. This has struck everyone that in Eugene, at a council meeting, we gather in a circle.
There are going to be entrances both in the north and the south of the building, is that right?
That is correct. The hope is very much that as people are coming to the building, either walking and biking or people who are driving to City Hall, that the building offers a graceful entrance in every direction. The current plans are to look at essentially City Hall Phase 1 and future consolidation of City Hall on the western half of the City Hall block. And then on the eastern half of the block, there's an ongoing discussion with the Lane County Circuit Court around that as a future site for a new courthouse. Half of the block would be City Hall uses and half the block would be a new circuit court.
In the first phase, we have parking to the north of the building, roughly 40 parking spaces. And in the future, there's certainly the possibility of subgrade parking. There'll be trees, shade, places to sit, art, and that's along 8th Avenue. So there'll be a civic open space.
We're speaking with John Raoul and Karin Knutson of Raoul Brokaw Architects about their design for Eugene's new City Hall. The council has said it's prepared to spend $15 million for a new city hall that will be about one-third the size of the existing building. That has to cover design, demolition, and construction. Councilmember Betty Taylor continues to advocate for a $12 million remodel. What dictates the need for a brand new city hall?
The existing city hall was an interesting building of its time in the 1960s. Some of our values in the community and some of the things that were going on nationally are quite different. And probably most importantly, as a civic building and as Eugene's place of government, people didn't go there. I can't tell you how many people I've met who don't know where City Hall is, or they know where it is and they don't want to go there. So one of the most important things we're bringing to this site and to the city is a City Hall that you have a reason to go to and you want to be in there. We think the city deserves a City Hall. It's the place that welcomes everyone.
The other kind of big picture piece is really thinking about how City Hall needs to model a path forward and thinking about the city's very aggressive goals around sustainability and reducing energy waste. We're looking at a project that has an opportunity to model a net zero ready building on a very tight budget.
What kind of constraints, John, are on you with regard to making sure that the building is secure in an earthquake?
This is not a building like a hospital or a police station. The idea is that it is safe in an earthquake event. The idea is to keep people safe. It's not necessarily for the building to be serviceable after the earthquake, but this will be designed to our stringent standards of the Oregon Building Code, and it will be a safe building.
What's your understanding of the timeline now going forward?
Well, as of the council meeting, we can move forward with what's called schematic design. That will go into 2015, and then construction is slated to run into 2016. We're looking at 2016 for completion of the building.
the sustainability and energy goals that we've set for the project are very aggressive, and they are not something that is lightly accomplished. It'll take an intensive and thoughtful design process to get to that outcome. We have some initial ideas about how we could really breathe new life into the artwork that's associated with the building. We think that there'll be a very strong presence and an integrated presence of public art in this project.
Architect John Rowell and project manager Karin Knutson of Rowell Brokaw Architects of Eugene spoke with us about Eugene's proposed new City Hall. For KLCC News, I'm Claude Offenbacher.